Our yeshiva celebrated, or is in the midst of celebrating, a great simcha. Rabbi Natan and Tanya Farber had twin baby boys this past week, and they're making a bris Be'ezus Hashem on Sunday. So I wanted to discuss, how do you do a bris for twins? When you have, do you say two brachas? Do you do one? How do you decide who goes first? And those are essentially the issues that come up. The issues that come up with it's lav dafka for twins. Whenever you have two babies that have a bris on the same day, in the same place, the two issues are, dine brachos, do you make one bracha for both of them, or do they get separate brachos? And within that, the subcategories are, well, there are three different brachos. There's the bracha of Alamila, there's the bracha of Lachniso, and then there's the bracha Shakidishi Din Mibetan, which comes after the bris milah. So would you split those brachos? And then the other issue is, how do you decide which baby comes first, which baby gets a bris milah first? So the Torah discusses this in Simin Reish Pehei, and the Torah writes the name of the Bala Itter, that if a person has two babies to do a bris milah on, the halacha is that you need a bracha l'chalechad ve'echad. The Torah writes in the name of Bala Itter. Chuvas HaRivash and some Shin Pei Dalit agrees with this, and he writes in the name of the Ritva that this is not like when you shecht a lot of animals. If you ever go to a place where they shecht chickens, for example, you go to Empire or David Elliott, or one of these places where they shecht chickens, they'll shecht 1,000 chickens on one bracha. Make a bracha at the beginning and one, two, one right after the other. They're shechting one chicken after the other, and they only make one bracha. So how could you say by a milah, where you have two babies, you can do one, and then right away the second one, that you need two separate brachas? So the Rivash writes, because it's possible to shecht, it's possible to shecht shnei balechayim ka'achas, to shecht two animals at one time. You have a longer knife, put the necks right next to each other, and you can shecht them both. It's impossible to do two bris milas at the same time. And therefore, we split the brachos between the two of them. And he adds also, enos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that you shouldn't do mitzvos in bundles, and when you're going to do two brisim at the same time, so that's going to be a violation of chavilos chavilos. However, the Torah then writes that Adon Yavi Arash Zal Kasov B'tshuva Mi Sheyesh Lo Beis Tinokos Lama Lo Levarich Shnei Chasanim Yevarich Bracha Achas L'Shneihem. Torah writes in the name of his father, the Rosh, and this the Beis Yosef points out is also the Shita of the Tshuvas HaRashba and Simon Shin Pei Beis, that if a person has two babies to do a bris milah on, it's one bracha for the two of them. And the Tashbetz explains, you don't say that this is a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, because chavilos is only when it's two separate mitzvahs, like Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush Hayom. But if it's one mitzvah and you're just doing it multiple times, that wouldn't be called chavilos chavilos. Just like the Gemara says about Kiddush and Avdallah, wouldn't be called chavilos chavilos because they're both the kiyum of the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. So we wanted to apply chavilos chavilos. And Shulchan Aruch Harav in Reishit Gimel Siv Zayin, he also says, O Malin Badav B'sha Achas Ein Rashaim Lechalek El Tzrichin Lasus Yachad. If you have two babies to mal at the same time, make sure you have them both there and ready at the same time, so that you won't have to make separate brachas. So you can have one bracha for both of them, because the mitzvah is not nigmar until you do all the milos that are in front of you to do, and that's the appropriate way to handle it. The Taz has a discussion in Reish Samachay and Sivkat Nir Aleph whether maybe we should be concerned about Ayin Hara on some level or another, but the Pashtus is Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's one bracha or two bracha, and we're talking about the original bracha of Asher Kishonim Sosu Alamila, whether it's one bracha or two brachos, and it may depend on how we're magdir exactly Chavi Chavilos Chavilos. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Reish Samachay Sif Hei, Mi Sheyesh L'Shnei Tinokos Lamul, Yevarech Bracha Achas L'Shneihem. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one bracha for both babies. What about the bracha of Lachniso? So when it comes to the bracha of Lachniso, if they're both the same father, then the father would make the one bracha lahachnisam. He would just say it in the plural, lahachnisam bebrisam shel Avraham Avinu. That's what the Rashba writes in that very same tshuva. And in fact, the Rama writes on Shulchan Aruch in that same place, im shnei ha'yiladim shaladim echad ha'av omer lahachnisam bebrisam shel Avraham Avinu. V'chein omer kayemes ha'yiladim ha'elu. Right? Instead of ha'yelad hazeh, alav limo, etc. So you would just make it a plural, but that's only if he has in mind at the time of the bracha on both babies. And not only that, the second baby has to be there at the same time. The Kolbo points out, if the second baby's not there, then you can't say a bracha on a baby that's not actually there at the time. Now, when it comes to the bracha of Asher Kidesh, so those who hold that you make a bracha. Actually, before we get to Asher Kidesh, what about if there's two moalim? So one, you know, it's one thing to say that we're going to only say one bracha when it's one moal doing two brisim. But sometimes you have two moalim. Usually, if it's for twins, you'll only have one moal because the father hires whatever moal. But sometimes you have in the same shul two on the same day from different families. They'll each hire the moal that did their other kids. So there were the relative, whoever they know, whoever they trust. So you can have two moalim. So even in the case of two moalim, the Rashba and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch all say that there should still be one bracha, and the first one makes the bracha, and you should be motzi the second one. That the second moel should answer amen and be yotze with that bracha. Now, what about the bracha of Asher Kidesh? So those who hold, again, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, to make one bracha by the other brachos. So when it comes to there's still a further machlokas whether you would split Asher Kidesh. Some hold that you would do the Rashba and the Kolba hold that you would split each one would say their own Asher Kidesh. And it's not considered a hefsek when the bracha of alamila that you made on the first baby between the first baby and the second baby, if it's one alamila and you're saying Asher Kidesh after the first baby, so then how can you cover the second baby with the first alamila? Isn't that Asher Kidesh a hefsek? So the Rashi writes, nah, it's not a hefsek. And the reason is because you could already be doing the second baby while the father is saying Asher Kidesh, or while someone else is saying Asher Kidesh, so it's not really considered a hefsek. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that Einu Kari Hefsik VeHefsik HaBrachas Shemvarich Hachra Kol Mila Mila Shari Biyakna Hasa Brachas Einu Hefsik Bein Baruch HaGafen Bein Ashtia. You're still Osik in the same Indian, so that's not going to be called a Hefsik. However, not all poskim agree with that. The Torah quotes from the Rush that you should make a separate Asher Kidesh that the Asher Kidesh should only be made once, and it should only be made after the second baby. And you say it B'Lashon Rabin. That's the way to handle Asher Kidesh. And Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you were sach ben atayim, if there was any hefsek, O shaloa yadaito ala beiz mitchila, tzarech levarich Asher Kidesh yidid ala rishon, v'lachzor levarich al milas hasheni. That even though you could get away with one Asher Kidesh, if you have any sort of hefsek whatsoever, you should divide the Asher Kidesh. However, in spite of the fact that there's a well-represented machlokas rishonim, each side has their very clearly stated opinions, and it's paskin shulchan aruch, and it seems to be a very neat sugya that comes down to the shulchan aruch where we paskin very clearly that it's one bracha on both milas. Lemaisa, the minig is not that way, and this is pointed out by the poskin, the shach and sivkat and tazvav, and the chachmas adam, and many other poskin point out that lemaisa the minig is that we don't create a situation where there's going to be two babies at the same time. What do? We bring one baby into the shul, we do a regular bris milah on that baby, then we are mafsik, we create a hefsik, which is an unusual thing in halacha, in order to make us have to say another bracha, we purposely create a hefsik. It's like under the chuppah, when they read the ksuba, just to stall for time so that you can have an excuse to say another Baruch Priyagafen for the Nisuin after you already did for the Erisin. So we create a Hefsik. How do we create a Hefsik? Say things. We say Amalach HaGavel, we say Aleinu, we say whatever you want to say. Do different things and say nice things. And then we bring in the second baby, and since we had that Hefsik and that Hesach Hadas, then on that second baby we could make a new bracha. The in Pesach Tshuva he says that their minog was in Mitzrayim, they used to have a minog that they would say Hamalach HaGoel, whatever it is, whatever makes sense in the moment to say Hamalach HaGoel seems to make sense, because that's something that typically people say with a baby. So that's generally speaking, I think, the practice. As far as I recall having seen it, I think that's typically the practice. Now, when you have two babies from two different families, or even twins, which one comes first? So If you have one baby that's a mila bismana and one baby that's a mila shalo bismana, you have one baby whose bris is on time and the other baby whose bris is not on time and just happens to be the same day for both of them. So it's a machlokas haposkim, which one should come first. The Yad Eliyahu in Siman Mem Aleph, quoted by the Pesukei Tshuva, says that you should be makdim the one who has a mila bismana, because he's the Iker Mitzvah, he has a greater Kedusha, kolam akudush mechavero kodim lechavero, and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, so better to have a mila bismana first. However, not all the poskim agree. The Dvar of Ram suggests no, adrabah, have the mila shelo bizmano first. Why? Because the mila bizmano you can fulfill all day long. It's just that it's going to be a lack of zrizus to do it a little bit later. But once you're holding at mila shelo bizmana, every moment you delay a mila shelo bizmana is a further violation. So better to do the mila shelo bizmana. So that's what Dvar Avram writes in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel. But then he says, even though I think I'm correct, it seems that no one agrees with me, even though I think I have support from Rav Ram Dovin Mibachach, but none of the other poskim seem to agree with me, so I'm not really sure what to say lemaisa, because it seems that most people think that a mila bizmana should come first. Now, if you have two babies that are born the same day and they're both a mila bizmana, so the minhag is that we do the bris on the older baby first. In the Tshuva's Bris Avram, or Chaim Simon Yadal, quoted here in the Otsar Bris, in Paragimel of Otsar Bris, in Chelek Aleph of Otsar Bris, he writes that the truth is it doesn't really make sense to do the older baby first, meaning there's no reason the older baby should have precedence over the younger baby. Baby's born 5 minutes earlier. When is his mitzvah bris mila? 8 days later, when the sun rises, 8 days later. And when's the other baby's mitzvah bris mila? Same exact moment, when the sun rises, 8 days later. The fact that he was born first is really totally irrelevant. It's when the mitzvah comes that should really determine whose bris comes first. But in order for Darkei Shalom, we don't want to be ma'or kinna between them, that one was chosen over the other one, so we just give the bechira lefnei atzira, so to speak. We take the older baby before the younger baby, and that's the easiest way to avoid any sort of potential conflicts. If one of the babies is a Kohen and one of them is a Yisrael, so then Tshuva Zecher Yehosef Chelek Alv Simulam Beis, in the name of Tshuva's Binyan Shlomo, again quoted in Otsar Bris, he says you let the Kohen go before the Yisrael. That would be a Maila, that's perhaps a mitzvah v'kidashto, to let the Kohen go before Yisrael. Debatable who the mitzvah kedashto is on, but let's assume the father, the Aviyah Ben, has a mitzvah kedashto to allow the Kohen to go before the Yisrael, or maybe if it's the same Moel, the Moel has a mitzvah kedashto to take care of the Kohen before he takes care of a Yisrael. So that is some of the basics of a bris mila of twins. Okay.